Dr. Richard Lampman studies the mosquitoes that spread West Nile virus for the Illinois Natural History Survey. His study subjects are not hard to find. In fact, a hot October day finds Lampman outside his laboratory at the University of Illinois in Champaign, pointing out the mosquitoes growing in a mud puddle.
And here we have a nice tire track, and it's filled with water because of the rain we had several days ago. And if you look at it, you'll see these little black specks on top. Those are pupae. The long little things are the fourth instar larvae. I can tell they're culex because they're almost all the same age, and how they're sitting on the water is typical of culex.
Culex, or house mosquitoes, are the variety most likely to carry West Nile virus. But although Dr. Lampman finds the mosquitoes right outside his central Illinois lab, the prime area for West Nile infections in Illinois is in the Chicago suburbs, and not just because they have more people there. The per capita infection rate in the Chicago suburbs is also higher. The area went through a hot summer this year, and Lampman says that might have been a factor.
So we think the temperature promotes the development of certain mosquito species, which are the ones that transmit it well between the birds. And we think that builds it up rapidly, so amplification occurs early. And once you reach a certain threshold, then it starts to spill over into humans.
Besides being hot, it was also dry in the Chicago area. That's actually good for mosquitoes, because a dry summer allows lingering pools of water where mosquito larvae grow to become stagnant. Dr. Marilyn Ruiz knows these lingering pools well. She's a University of Illinois geographer who's studying the urban environments that encourage West Nile virus. She says one place to find stagnant water is at the bottom of catch basins, built to drain surface rainwater into storm sewers. Ruiz says the design and spotty maintenance of some Chicago area catch basins makes them a good breeding ground for mosquitoes even during a dry spell.
The catch basins have what's called a sump at the very bottom, where it's below the pipe that leads off of the down shaft to allow the water to flow off. But below that, there's an area that can collect things like leaves and grass clippings. And it's the kind of place that mosquitoes, especially the Culex species mosquito, which is likely to be carrying West Nile, it allows it to breed quite efficiently.
But Culex mosquitoes can't carry West Nile virus unless they pick it up from the blood of birds that are actively ill with West Nile infections due to being bitten and infected by other mosquitoes. The most susceptible birds, such as crows, have been thinned out by West Nile illness. But this year's jump in human cases indicates there are still enough sick birds from which mosquitoes can pick up the virus. Dr. Michael Ward, who studies West Nile-infected birds for the Illinois Natural History Survey, says mosquitoes may now be picking up West Nile from birds that are less susceptible to the virus. House sparrows, for instance.
We know they get sick, and sometimes they die, but it's pretty rare, and they're not sick very long. So you think, well, if they're not sick very long, how could it be important? Well, there's a lot more house sparrows out there than there are most other birds, especially in urban areas. And even though they're only sick for a few hours, there's so many of them, they could probably have a significant effect.
West Nile infections have faded with the onset of cold weather. In the spring, when the mosquitoes return, they'll encounter birds that are free of West Nile illness. That should be enough to break the cycle of West Nile. But Richard Lampman says the virus will be back, perhaps due to infected mosquitoes that hibernated through the winter, or from sick birds migrating from warmer climes, or from the virus lingering in otherwise recovered birds, or even in other animals. Lampman says they're not really sure. And his colleagues agree there's a lot they still don't know about the West Nile virus, except that it has come to North America to stay. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.